closely drawn.
Broadcasting a little bit late from the world famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk on June 1st, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night, normally from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Oh, you think so, eh? We're on a whole new board tonight. New controllers, new board, new everything. Tonight, we start off with Ghost Tech discussion with Larry Flaxman. Lisa Hoskins warms us up for the Michigan Paranormal Expo. And finally, Lindley has a story to tell us. And, of course, we have the insatiable Bobby T in the studio with us tonight.
You're hot, Scott.
You are hot. You're the hottest one in Florida at the moment.
Oh, yeah, I am. Jeez, oh, Pete, what's going on up there, guy? We blew a board up, huh?
Yeah, I
actually managed to blow up a board. How's that?
Well, yeah, okay. We got to make this really quick because we got to go to break here, now. Here's the story. I am in Florida. Doug and Bonnie are at the Haunted Winery up there in Warren, Michigan. I have posted up... If you go to the homepage of the Ghostly Talk site, you can get a picture of the view from the patio of our, I would just say, decadent condo here in beautiful, we'll just say Florida. You know what I'm saying? So if the listeners out there want to check that out, that's pretty cool.
Hey, if you go to Disney World, buy me something nice.
Disney World? Yeah, we're going there tomorrow,
she
actually.
She wants a full
Buy
Mickey
me something
suit.
Nice.
I don't want to ruin the surprise, Bonnie, but, you know, that I was planning on it.
And I have plenty of Mickey Mouse keychains, just to let you know.
Okay, cool. All right, so...
She wants a Mickey Mouse statue worth $112.
Yes, please.
Is Bobby on the horn right now?
Yes,
Bobby?
He is.
I'm not here.
Oh, you're not in.
Are you on?
Okay, no?
He's on.
Yeah, you're just really low.
All right, well, we'll work with that later. All right, well,
now,
Bobby,
we got him now.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, there he is. He's screaming, dude. Hey, Bobby, how you doing, man?
What's up, brother?
All right, here's how we got to do this, guys. Why don't we go to break, all right? We got Doug at the helm tonight. Bonnie's at the helm also. We got Bobby T in the studio. I'm down here sweating my butt off in Florida. It's beautiful down here.
Nice
day. I have to say, I'm sitting on the patio of our... ladies, Italian Alley are here, and man, they're making dinner and stuff like that. Did we give a name to this place? Did we give this place like an actual name or anything? Let's call it Continental. Okay, so the place is called Continental.
Knowing who's
all right?
there, it should be called the Den of Sin.
The Den of Sin.
All right, that sounds pretty good, too.
Okay.
But all right, why don't we go to break? I'm going to shut up. Doug, you guys are in control of the show. I'm going to shut up. Cool. All right.
Well, then there you have it.
Woo-hoo! Scott, shut up! Yeah!
You have the live report from Florida. We do have to go to break so that we can bring out our first guest, Larry Flaxman. We will not be doing our first initial half hour today because, well, we missed it. We blew up a board.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a control board. It was awesome, and it went up in a glorious sparks and fire. And,
don't go to break.
You know, yeah, I do have to go get the fire extinguisher. So, break, and then Larry Flaxman coming right up.
The American Ghost Society's 12th Annual Haunted American Conference will be held June 20th and 21st in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor at the Haunted Lincoln Theater.
Speakers include Patrick Burns, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and Keith Age.
Also, Lynn Adams, Luke Galbarski, Dale Kazmarek, Stephen LeChance, and psychic Ken Bird.
Don't miss this two-day event with special investigations and tours sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
To register, guys, go to www.prairieghost.com/conference.html or just call 1-888-446-7859.
Broadcasting live from this event will be the Ghostly Talk Radio crew and Nathan S. and Sean B. from the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
Witness a special live performance on the Lincoln stage from Spectrum Men, the Atlanta horror punk band made up of real-life ghost hunters.
Admission remains the same as 1997, $50 per person.
It's the 12th Annual Haunted America Conference in Decatur, Illinois with Troy Taylor. Register now.
Hey, it's Wolfman Mac from Wolfman Mac's Nightmare Cinema. We're hanging out at the Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan with the good folks from Ghostly Talk. Ooh, this place is creepy, man, but nowhere near as creepy as Wolfman Mac's Nightmare Cinema. It's a haunted drive-in, babies. And you know what we do there? We host classic B-horror and sci-fi movies, just like the ones you grew up with when you was a kid. And it's at Wolfman Mac's Nightmare Cinema right now, hosting on public access TV all over Metro Detroit. But guess what, kiddies? It's coming to you, and all you got to do is have a computer. Just go to Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. It's nightmarecinema.com. We'll be broadcasting the show real soon, right from the website. Stay tuned. It's Wolfman Mac, Nightmare Cinema. Bye!
Say a thing, I'm so confused, but I didn't. say you're feeling mad, it doesn't matter what came first. The pendulum is the cold, it starts to burn. And nobody's got any time to stop and live a dream of life.
The goal of the demonic is death. Plain and simple, it is death.
All of a sudden, he gets slapped in the face and he flies against the wall. And his hands would disappear across the face.
It's really scary here. Everything about it is scary. The work in this field, our face is very short.
Things are even escalating to where objects started moving.
This is a war that we're fighting. What you're talking about does not think in human terms. It is from another time and place.
Demonology today. Class is now in session.
Featuring Chad Deal, Alan Glassell, and Deborah Johnson.
Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Central, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Only on the I Am Haunted Radio Network.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
Well, it's Doug, Scott L., Bonnie, and Bobby T. in the studio tonight. Scott L. is actually broadcasting remotely from Florida. And, let's get right into it, because we lost a half hour because the board blew up. I've cleaned up the flames, things like that. It's all pretty well under control now. Larry Flaxman is the president and senior researcher of the Arkansas Paranormal and Anomalous Studies team. Although he considers himself to be the sometimes grouchy resident skeptic, he believes he has witnessed some outstanding, baffling, and unexplainable experiences as a result of his deep-seated commitment to this field of research. This is the first time I've read this. So, pardon me. Larry strives to ensure that his team continues to approach each of their investigations from an entirely objective and scientific point of view. The website is www.arpast, that's ARPAST.org. That's the Arkansas Paranormal and Anomalous Studies team. Larry, welcome to the chaos that is Ghostly Talk.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
thank you for your patience tonight, Larry. It's been kind of a crazy night. Real fast before we get into our discussion, just for the listeners that are out there that missed the first half hour, when Doug got there, he went in there and, we were setting things up, and the board, I think we popped a fuse on the board, right, Doug?
That's got to be what it is. So I'm gonna,
we popped the fuse on our main board, so we had to pull the old board out of the case and knock the dust off the thing, throw a penny in the back of it, and make the thing work again. And so that's what's been going on here. But thank you, everybody out there, for being patient with us, and, everybody out there. I have a hard time being upset right now because I'm looking at the beach.
Scott's so getting killed by the end of the show.
All right. So, welcome to my second from last Ghostly Talk, Larry. And that's because Scott's still going to be at the beach next weekend. It's not actually my second from last Ghostly Talk. But you, president and senior researcher of Arkansas Paranormal and Anomalous Studies team, of course, when I was reading the intro, something totally affected me, and that is that you have indeed seen some outstanding, baffling, and unexplainable experiences, or witnessed some of these. And, of course, I have too in my, what's it been, 7 years or 8 years of...
35, I think.
35 years of ghost hunting and stuff like that. I've seen some amazing stuff. What's it like being a senior researcher and going out and, being able to explain away a lot of stuff, and then all of a sudden running into something that's just totally baffling?
I think it's really interesting. The few times that something has happened from an experiential point of view, I think really kind of keep me going. but I think it kind of pumps everybody up. I mean, you watch the TV shows and you see how it's just nonstop action. I mean, it's you know, apparition after apparition, et cetera, et cetera, and it's really just not like that on an investigation. It, you guys have gone on a real investigation, you know that it's hours and hours and hours of nothingness. It's very, very boring. And then, you know, when something does happen, it's like, you know, wow, this is really cool, and that's really what kind of keeps you going. So, yeah, it's a interesting thing, and it keeps you going.
Well, you know, the thing with... I'm sorry, go ahead, Doug.
I was just going to say, well, I was at a party last night with Metro Paranormal, the greater Detroit area, and I was talking with Kat and Bev, mostly Bev, of Haunted Travels. They're coming out with a book called mm-hmm. Haunted Travels, and Bev was like, you know, the thing is, I've been to all these haunted places, and I just haven't seen a ghost. I've seen things that, you know, are unexplainable to me, and of course it piques my interest, but I haven't seen a ghost. When am I going to see a ghost? And I said, well, the thing is, I think that you're going to see one when you need to see one. I've seen one ghost once, almost hit him with my car. Scott's very familiar with the story because he was there with me. So the thing is what, have you seen a ghost then?
No, I have not. I have not physically seen something that would be considered a ghost. I've seen unexplained things, strange lights. I've seen the guy that had ligature marks around his neck after he claimed that he was had been choked by unseen hands, sounds, things like that. I mean, generally just experiential stuff. I mean, I have not seen the full-bodied apparition.
Right, and but do you miss it? Like, is it something that you yearn to see, or are you pretty ecstatic with the phenomena that you've seen and heard?
Oh, I think everybody, you know, that's the holy grail, I guess you'd say, of ghost hunting. I mean, I'd love to see that. Don't know if it'll ever happen, but sure, it would be awesome.
Tell me about Our Past.
Our Past, we're a member of the Taps family. We're one of the largest groups in the Southwest. We have about 150 members. We are a 100% science-based organization. When I started Our Past, I looked at a lot of the other groups that were out there, and in fact, I had taken part in some of the other groups that are out there, and they really just were not, they weren't doing things from a scientific methodology. When I started Our Path, what I really wanted was a group that was 100% science-based. In other words, no psychics, no mediums. We just use technology in our efforts. And we don't call ourselves ghost hunters. We're not ghost hunters. That's not what we do. Our primary charter is to look for environmental conditions that may be occurring during a paranormal event, and we look for similarities among different investigations. So we're quite a bit different from a lot of the other ghost hunting groups out there in that we're not a ghost hunting group. We're, I guess you would say, an environmental research group. The other thing I think that really differentiates us from the majority of the groups that are out there is our training and the equipment. We have about $250,000 worth of equipment that we use. Everything from the much vaunted FLIR thermal camera, all the way to tons of custom designed equipment. We take very seriously training. One of the things that, you know, really disturbs me with a lot of groups, and it seems like new groups start up like almost every day, but nobody has any kind of training. You know, there's not any type of, you know, ghost hunting 101 really that's valuable from a scientific perspective. There's a lot of equipment out there that you can use, and you may see it being used on television, but that may not be the correct way to use it or the correct manner to interpret it. You know, a perfect example. We all watch the shows on TV, and you see them walking around with the EMF meters. You know, that if there was a ghost hunting 101, that would be the first thing that you would learn that you do not do. The human body produces microvoltages of electricity. Carrying an EMF meter around, the voltage charge from your body is actually going to be picked up by that meter before anything else. So you're not, you know, actually having that meter in a stasis state the way it really needs to be. So we take a very serious approach to equipment knowledge and technical training. All of my investigators have to go through a basic familiarization course with the equipment. They have to understand how it pertains to our research, how to use the equipment, and how to properly interpret the results. You may have the most expensive, best piece of equipment that's out there, but if you don't know how to use it and you don't know how to properly interpret the results, you're getting bad data. So,
and that's something I
think training.
Well, go ahead, Larry. Go ahead.
Well, training is, you know, that is a very important aspect to what we do. The other, I guess I would say the final point to what really kind of differentiates our past and what really makes us a lot different than the other groups out there is that we actually, well, there's a lot of things, but we actually share our data with, we have some university contacts. We're actually sharing data with university contacts. So we're actually trying to network within the scientific field, not within the paranormal field, but within the scientific field. We have a research database that we use. It's a custom-designed SQL database. We log all of our data points. Each investigation we capture during baseline is about 78 pieces of environmental information from each room that we're doing. All that stuff's captured. It's amalgamated in the database. We can do cross-correlative searches. That stuff is provided. The research information that we get is provided to some of our university contacts to help us with analysis and understanding of some of the data that we're capturing. So we really do things a lot differently from ghost groups that are out there. We really are much more of a science-based group.
It sounds, and you hit on a lot of very interesting points, Larry, concerning your guys' approach to how you run this thing. And that's one of the, you kind of beat me to that, because I wanted to mention one of the things you sent over to us was, like, you know, the importance of training in this field. And,
right.
You know, that's, you said the two main points, education and training for people out there. There's a ton of groups being started now all over the country.
Great.
I mean, and Doug, I think we mentioned this just last week, you know, or a few weeks ago, that in Michigan, for example, you know, 5-6 years ago, you could count on one hand how many groups were out there. Now there's 25 to 30 of them out there doing their work, right?
Absolutely.
I think a lot of them, they do go out there. They have the passion. They have the will to do this thing, but they don't have a lot of training and knowing things like, microelectronics or micro, what was that again, Larry?
Micro voltage.
I'm learning from you tonight also.
Shark, you better run in. Better run in and hide in the kitchen.
Things like micro voltage and stuff like that. It's stuff that, you know, I'm even learning about now, too. And, Doug and I, you know, and Bonnie, we've been doing this stuff for a number of years. So there's always stuff to learn out there concerning this stuff. There's these two things, education and sharing. You know, and that when you mentioned that you guys built this custom database, the first thing that popped in my head was, these guys are bigger geeks than Doug and myself, I think.
And that takes a lot.
Yeah, it takes a lot, but that's the stuff you have to do. I mean, this is how you share information. We have the technology, we have these powers of technology. Put them to good use, and it's something that what you guys are doing out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a huge disconnect, I think, within the paranormal field, and I think, you know, we really bring it on ourselves. You know, there's so much drama, there's so much fighting, there's so much just BS that goes on in the paranormal field, that, you know, not only does it make us all look bad, but the legitimate research entities, i.e. universities, don't want to touch us because of that. You know, you don't see that amount of infighting among real researchers. You don't see that. I mean, you see some, you know, going back and forth about stuff, but you don't see, you know, the name calling, and you don't see the just utter crap that you see within the paranormal field. And a lot of that, I think you're absolutely right, a lot of that is because there are so many groups that are out there that are starting up on a nonstop basis that, you know, they don't have any training, they don't have any experience, they don't understand anything about scientific method, and they see it on TV and they think that it's a glamorous thing to do just because it's popular. You know, they watch Ghost Hunter, they watch Paranormal State, and they see that it's nonstop action, they think, you know, that this is awesome, you know, it's like a nonstop thrill ride. And it's not like that at all. It's a very boring field. There's very, very few times where there is, that there is something of substantive value to what you do. I mean, the TV shows have been great in that they've really brought some awareness of our field and some awareness of what we do and how we do it. But from an actual realistic perspective, they're completely off base. And, you know, people are seeing that. And they think that that's really the way it is, so they start up their ghost groups, and they go out and they buy their $50 EMF meters. And that's, you know, all that, I think for the most part that's hurting our industry more than anything else, because like I said, the legitimate researchers that are out there, the legitimate universities and the people that are actually interested in collaborating on this kind of stuff, like Princeton had the PEAR lab, Harvard has some ESP study groups that they do, things like that, you know, they see that out there and they think that all of us are like that, and we're not all like that. Not all paranormal groups or research groups are, you know, fringe like that.
Well, there's friendly debate, you know, in fields, how would you say, intellectual fields. You know, they're going to have friendly debate about things, but yeah, there isn't, like you mentioned a second ago, Larry, the squabbling, let's just call it that.
Right.
It seems to be real...
It's ridiculous.
I've heard stories...
Well, I was going to say, I've heard stories, you know, it's, you know, people have trashed my name, people have trashed other people's names just because they don't agree with them. I've heard of groups that have gone into another city to do investigations, and then they get a nasty email from another group from that city saying, you can't come in and investigate our city without our permission. You know, crap like that. It's childish. The amount of childish immaturity in the field is just, it blows me away. And that's really why I wanted to distance, one of the reasons why I wanted to distance our past from the other paranormal groups that are out there. Is we really wanted to be seen as a legitimate research entity, not a ghost hunting group.
Well, I don't think the Bloods and the Crips are that hardcore with each other, Larry. I mean, seriously. Doug.
I actually saw a thing about motorcycle gangs, like the Hells Angels, and then there was another one, and I can't remember its name. And how they like would, you know, throw down and stuff in like Las Vegas at these things, and it was pretty insane. But the only thing that we don't have, I think, is the leather gear.
I kind of do.
Oh well, Bonnie does.
And I know one thing here with the
Jagow has, you know, latex.
Yes.
So yeah.
Well, the one thing that should be mentioned, and this topic, you know, Larry, this is coming up more and more on our show. I know it for sure, at least.
Three shows. You know,
yeah, the last 3 months we've been talking about this specific issue of groups that, yeah, they're basically, you know, you better not step on our turf, man, or we're going to bust a cap in your, you know, and stuff like that. Or groups that, just the whole idea of, you know, and I hate, you know, why can't we all get along? But it's been coming up more and more, you know, which basically, and it isn't like, hey, this came up, we talked to you, and you brought this up. I'm not knocking you for that at all. I'm glad to hear it from somebody else again. Because
it's ridiculous.
It's a real thing. That's telling me, I know it's telling Doug and Bonnie, that this is a very real thing that's going on, and it should be addressed with groups. Sharing is such an important thing, and the more sharing, the more people, I think, will learn. I mean, Doug, what do you think, man?
Well, I definitely think so. I think we're also to 3 minutes before the hour, unfortunately.
Yeah, oh, crap.
So I'll tell you what, let's, because we did talk about this kind of stuff last show with Alan Rupnik. But I want to know, Larry, what are the kinds of things that you would tell ghost hunters that you're doing right? Because our past is doing a lot of things right. What would you suggest to other groups who are perhaps well-established and are set in their ways but looking for new things to do or new methodologies? What advice would you give other groups?
I think the first thing that I would say is that there are no experts in this field. I mean, there really isn't. I mean, you can be an expert you can be an expert in, you know, scientific method. You can be an expert in physics. But you're not an expert in the paranormal field. I mean, you're not. A lot of groups, I think, need to get over the ego. There's a lot of groups out there that think, this is the way that it is, and because I'm saying it, you have to listen to me. You know, a lot of the orb stuff, you know, revolves around that. There, you know, a lot of the use of psychics revolves around that. I think if people let go of the ego a little bit, and, you know, maybe understand that they don't know all the answers themselves, that they're not the expert that they think they are, it probably would help a lot of things. That's probably the first thing. The second thing I would probably say would be, if you're very interested in this from a research perspective, if you really want to find the answers, and I hope that those that are into this field really are in it for the answers. They're not just in it for the thrill ride. They don't want just to go to, you know, dark, haunted, spooky places and hang out. If you really want answers, research scientific methodology. See how traditional Euclidean science looks at research, the whole research methodology. See how you do testing. See how you do verification. see how to document, you know, take some lessons from an established established group, the scientists that are out there that have been doing this for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years. Take some lessons from people that have done this already. Don't try to reinvent the wheel.
I agree. Absolutely agree.
Absolutely.
Your website is www.arpast.org. That'll be, of course, permanently linked up at the ghostlytalk.com website. I'm sorry that we had such an abbreviated time tonight, Larry.
No, not a problem. I would love to come back. You guys are great. I'd definitely like the opportunity to come back and read some more.
Absolutely, Larry.
Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, if you're willing to come back to the craziness, only when Scott L's at the helm, it goes a lot smoother. That's all I can say.
Except for when I'm not here.
Whenever one of us is absent from the studio, the equipment has
apparently
a detector.
Apparently the only time it runs smooth is when I'm not here.
we've been told, Doug, that we share a brain, and I guess it's very true.
I think that's it. Larry, thank you so much. Can you hang on the phone for just a moment?
Absolutely.
Hang on the phone line for just a moment. And we're going to go to break. You guys on the telephone line, I'm not going to mute the telephone line during the break because I just spent 30 minutes
trying to unmute it.
So you guys are going to get to listen to the entire show in its entirety, even during the breaks. But for now, we're just going to go to break. Everybody, on our breaks, we play independent music. I want you to listen to it, enjoy it. It might not be your thing, but it's independent music. It's something that people are putting together on their own. And that's something that I know I appreciate. So here's some independent music coming up. And after that, we'll bring on, of course, Lisa Hoskins of Prism. Talking about the Michigan Paranormal Expo at the end of the end of June, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. Except for, you know what, I want to do this right, and in order to do it right, I've got to actually bring up the volume.
I love you, Doug.
You're doing all right, Doug. You're doing fine.
You know how it goes.
You're doing good, Doug.
Here you go. I don't know where that music's coming from.
Visit ghostlytalk.com.
That music should not be happening. Scott, what's going on? Is the board haunted?
What's going on?
It was playing music. Anyway, and it shouldn't have been. But here's some music for you in the musical break. How's that?
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.